everybody. Welcome to the Hollywood and China Doll Show, episode 114. I would be China Doll, and that over there would be Hollywood.
I'm the cute one. What's up? We are broadcasting live, baby, from W. What is it? MRR. What is it? I fucking forgot myself. WMR.
Bloopers.
Blooper reels there, man. WMMR. DB.
You're stupid.
Or do I feel like a schmuck? I'm a schmuck. You know what it is? I'm still kind of mad at you right now, and I'm not thinking straight. I think that's what it is.
What the hell do I do now?
You have strike three.
How?
You left.
That was
the Silverado running. Are you crazy?
That was a week ago, man. Where the hell you been?
You told me today.
Yeah, I did.
So tell the audience what you did.
So
what you did to me.
So last week, Corey, our son, and I were about to go to the grocery store. We went to Walmart, and we had to go start the cars first. And I thought he was going to turn off the truck, and he thought I was going to turn off the truck. Well, nobody turned off the truck. So we went to Walmart and went shopping, got lunch, and came back home, and the truck was still running. Oops!
How long was my truck running?
An hour.
An hour?
Yeah, well, it was warm.
An hour?
Yeah. Yeah. It was warm.
How cold was it outside?
I don't know, like 12.
So it was very cold.
It was very cold. It was like 12 degrees because it was like...
Now, what would have happened if my thermostat or something would have stuck and blew the engine?
I would have came home to a dead truck.
And you would have been what?
I would have been punished even longer than I am now.
You would have been laying next to the truck in a grave.
I would have been.
Yes, you would have.
Would have been, should have been, could have been, but I'm not.
How you guys doing out there in YouTube and on the radio, WMRDP? Man, I got to get that down, man. I sounded like a fool. That is a blooper reel. We are going to have, for the members only in Discord tonight, that is now our chosen place to go. On Discord, there is now two rooms, Motorcycle Madhouse 1 and Motorcycle Madhouse 2. That's just in case one of them stupid-ass bots go down, man. Oh, my God, with them bots.
Ha, 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 ha.
So, what are we doing today?
We are doing what dreams mean. Like, 15 common dream interpretations.
How did you like being on the radio show last night?
I left the building.
Why'd you leave the building?
Because you were high, and I don't like being around you when you're high, because you're meaner than mean.
I was not mean.
Dude, you called me Hillary Clinton.
I do not remember this whatsoever. I plead the fifth.
You called me Hillary Clinton.
I don't think so.
You did. Ask everybody.
I will ask everybody, and they will come back and say, no, he did not.
Yeah, they're going to say you did.
How was that fart in your face?
That was disgusting. Thanks for that last night.
She goes through all this abuse, man.
Yeah. Yeah, just like this coming Thursday, you said it's going to be you and our son versus me.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Don't you?
No. Because you two get ruthless.
Kind of.
You'll be high, so you're going to be ruthless.
I ain't going to get high, I promise.
And he doesn't get high, so it's insanely crazy. And that's good that he doesn't get high, but, you know, y'all are mean to me as it is. Now we're going to do it live on the air.
I'm going to do it even worse because you left my truck running.
Oops.
I'm sitting here like, what the hell? What do you mean you let that go for an hour?
I did. Oh, the whole time we were at Wally World and getting food for
lunch.
You're
lucky it didn't overheat.
Well, it didn't. It's fine. You just needed gas.
You think?
A little. What, it happens?
I guess it does with you.
For me, it does. What? Thought it was full. Okay, no, it wasn't funny, but okay, it is now. It wasn't then, because when we got home, I go, what the hell, you didn't shut off the truck? He goes, I thought Dad was gonna come down. I'm like, no, it didn't happen. Oops, my bad, sorry. It'll never happen again.
Mm-hmm.
It won't. I swear.
Mm-hmm.
It won't.
All right, let's get into this dream stuff.
All right. Number one, dreams about being chased. I had that last night, actually.
You know what? I'd be chasing your ass after hearing it. That's what it was. You had a guilty conscience.
I probably did, and that's why I ended up telling you what I did today.
You had a guilty conscience.
Well, the interpretation of a dream, when you have a dream about being chased, you're not going to really know who or exactly what is chasing you.
It was me chasing you down, so I had to bust that ass.
And you may feel like you can't even run or trying to run faster. Then you're actually slowing down. But it says that these dreams are meaning you are attempting to avoid something in your life that you want to escape from, like fears or unwanted desires.
Or like not shutting off a silver wheel.
Yeah, not shutting off his truck. So I threw myself under the bus and told on myself.
You wanted the dream to go away.
Yeah, because that's what I was actually dreaming. I was being chased, and then I was trying to scream for you, and you weren't helping, and I don't know where you were. And
that's because I was probably pissed off and said, ghost, get her.
Yeah, and something or someone was chasing me, and I just kept running. And then when you're running and you feel like you're not getting anywhere, it's like you're running in place.
Do you believe in that freaking stuff they do when they hypnotize you and try to get you to remember your past life?
I think it's possible.
Do you think so?
They claim it is. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to try it.
You probably are like a freaking monkey that ate fucking monkey poop.
I am. What?
That's probably what you were, is monkey poop.
I was monkey. Really? Yes. I was monkey poop in my
You're a monkey
life.
Poop.
You're stupid.
I am upset at you, man. I've been
stupid.
Upset with you all day.
You're stupid.
China now does the stupidest crap.
I was not monkey poop in my former life. And I was definitely not frickin' Hillary Clinton.
I don't know, man. You guys have a resemblance.
You
should have seen her today. Even my daughter got on her.
My hair was nasty. My frickin' face looked terrible because I literally just washed off all my makeup and cleaned my face really good, and I was still in pajamas, and I went to Walmart looking like that.
They're probably running from you.
It was great.
And then our daughter says, Mom, what's wrong with you?
I said nothing. I was just rubbing my eyes when you called, because like my eyes were all puffy and stuff.
Oh, my God, man. You were like, ugh.
I looked like a hot-ass disaster.
You did. Looks like you got a hold of that taser instead of that dildo.
I don't now, though. I think I look aight. Hey.
You look pretty.
No, I look pretty.
You always have freaking nightmares. Me, I never do.
Yeah, like, I think I've had every single one of these that are in here. Mm-hmm. Number two is a dream about falling.
That's probably from the Sears fucking tower.
No, actually, I felt like I was falling one time, and I actually fell out of the bed. I was on the floor.
Only you would do something stupid like that.
Well, they interpret dreams of falling that they are a sign that something in your life isn't going as well as you hoped. And perhaps you are failing at work or failing in a relationship that could lead to dreams like this.
Yeah, failing for shutting off my truck.
It typically stems from all your anxiety.
Oh, anxiety. Mm-hmm. You know what? You really should talk to little mama, man. She reads the cards. Maybe she can read your dreams or something.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Because I'm having really weird ones lately. And and the sad part, normally I can't remember my dreams. But for the past 2 weeks, I've been remembering all my dreams.
Why are you so damn weird, man?
I don't know.
You know, you're weird. I got to deal with weird freaking people that are subscribers to ours, man. You all freaks. Hollywood's the only sane one around.
What the hell? Since when are you sane?
I am sane compared to you guys.
Very possible.
Would you stop drinking in front of the microphone?
My bad. Y'all just heard me gulp on some cherry Pepsi.
You would never make it in a real radio station.
That's all right. I'm trying. Hooked on radio stations didn't work for
Hooked
me.
Hooked on phonics didn't work for you, man. So are you, like, feeling anxiety lately?
Me, yeah.
I'm Dr. Hollywood. We're going to figure the first two dreams out here.
Yeah, I've had severe anxiety
Why?
Lately. I don't know.
Don't tell me I don't know. You
it
know
happens.
Why you have anxiety. No. Stop lying to me.
No, I just have it. Maybe because I don't want to be at work anymore. I don't know.
Oh, let's bring up work and all our fighting that we do right now on the Dr. Hollywood show.
What's that?
Yes, yes, yes.
What?
Working all these hours now and hardly getting any days off because these morons at your work don't know how to go to work.
Oh, you missed it. When I went to work yesterday, you missed it. Miss Tina, the boss lady, comes up to me right when I walk in the door. She goes, "Hey, next Thursday, I know I was going to give it to you off, but I would really appreciate it if you could go work at the Jefferson location in Rockford."
No.
And I looked at her, I go, no, not happening. Because why? Oh, maybe because that place has been robbed twice a month for God knows how long. People have OD'd in that bathroom.
You're not going to the jungle.
No, I already told her I wasn't doing it. So she said, my old man will just come in here and beat your ass if you put me over there.
And what'd she say?
I'm not putting you over there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But yeah, you know what?
You have such a personality. You're so outgoing.
Yeah.
Big D took care of you with a computer, yes. Two monitors.
Yes.
8 gigabytes of memory.
Yes.
Which is the minimum you need to do these call center service things, and you can work from home.
Find me one that's legit.
They're all legit. You got freaking Spectrum out there. Okay, when you call Spectrum,
yeah,
and talk to them about your bill,
yeah,
they're working from home.
How do you know that?
Because they're call center operators.
Did you ask them? You sure they're not working in like a big building?
No,
they're all sitting at desks.
It's because of COVID now.
I've worked in a call center before, and it was just a big building, and everybody is sitting at their own desk.
No, it ain't like that anymore. Everybody sits at home now.
So then I'll just have to look some stuff up.
Yes, go on Indeed, look it up, and you get paid more.
I will do that.
You know, start out part-time, and then see if you want to do it full-time, and then you get rid of that joint.
Yeah, I'm so sick of that place.
Or maybe you work it a day or two over there.
I'm so sick of that place. And it's not the customers. I love the customers. The customers crack me up. I have a blast with the customers. It's just the people I work with.
Maybe that's what's giving you anxiety because you're never off.
I have anxiety 5 minutes before I have to leave the house to go to that job. I start having anxiety, and I've actually had a panic attack from our house to the job, which is like a block away in the car, driving a block away. I've had panic attacks because I can't stand going there anymore.
So you're going to get a resume together.
I have one.
And we're going to upload it to these places, and you're going to apply for a damn job.
I already have a resume. It's in my
and it has to be work from home. See, then you save on everything. Gas, problems with the anxiety, everything. You won't feel like, you know what, that's probably why you're feeling chased all the time. Mm. It's because of that job.
Probably.
Because they wear the hell out of you, man. You're a little thing.
Yeah, I know.
But they want you to carry these big bags of garbage.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do what the hell these other freaking losers do?
And get a restriction notice from my doctor.
Yes.
Then I would actually have to physically go there.
So you physically go there.
Every time I plan to go to the doctor, she calls me into work early.
You know what? I hate to tell you, you're no spring chicken anymore.
I know. I already know.
You're going to be old this coming June.
I already have it planned in my mind if they tell me that I have to get my hip or my knee replaced, that they're doing both in one shot, and they're doing it next winter because I'm not letting anything ruin rumble in the woods.
Well, that's a good thing, but you're letting it rumble in the woods right now.
Well, as far as rumble in the woods goes, that time is already taken off and it has already been approved.
Yeah, but she said no for the freaking 4th of March.
Yeah.
Ah, you need to work the night shift, so I have to go and get that and come all the way back home.
Yeah.
Because you got an idiot boss over there.
Yeah, well, that's because the idiot herpes broad is leaving Saturday as her last day.
My God.
And you know the part that sucks about that? I gotta work with her.
Well, that's, you know, you need to stand up for yourself. You know, you really do.
Yeah, I know. I try.
So that's why you're having these dreams.
Well, wait, there's more.
Now, you said you were acting like you were falling.
Yeah, and I fell out of the bed.
Because you don't know where you're going in life.
No. Well, it's like I love doing hair, but, you know, everywhere I go for that, they say I'm overqualified. How the frick are you overqualified
for a
job?
You can't do it anyway. You can't stand on your feet like that.
I can't stand that long anymore because I put all my weight on my left side, and my left side is the side with all the arthritis.
So you can't do it.
No, I can't do it anymore.
But you got a perfect freaking working computer in there that you can do.
Yeah.
So you can stop falling. You can stop feeling like you're being chased.
Wait, there's more, though.
Well, let's go to the next one.
Number three is dreams about being naked.
If you What's wrong with that with you?
No. This one doesn't... I don't fall under this one because...
You're never afraid to be naked.
No, I flash people. I don't care. If you've ever had a dream where you showed up at school or work or another public place in your birthday suit, you're not alone. It is normal to fear societal embarrassment. That's what these dreams typically symbolize. Dreams of being naked in public also means that you're worried about your appearance or that you're trying to hide something from others. See,
you don't do that.
I've never had that dream. The next one I've never had either.
But. You know, at the beginning you weren't so truthful, but now you are, and you know, I think that just comes with age, like anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, and everybody when they're naked always looks at themselves and goes, eh. I mean, I think they do. I do. I actually don't even look at myself in the mirror until I have clothes on.
You're gorgeous. I don't care about what you look like naked.
Well, you know, I have that self-consciousness because of the gastro bypass. And, you know, my body did eat most of my fat because I couldn't digest food the first year. But I still have all that extra skin in the abdominal area. Mm. So that always has to be covered, like, all the time. Like when you walked in on me making the TikTok today, and I'm like, damn it, I looked fat. Like all my rolls were showing.
You're fat, my ass, 120 pounds or something you are?
Yeah.
Fat my ass. I wish I was
120. I was 135, but now I'm somewhere down between 130 and 125, I think.
I wish I was that weight again.
Our scale's battery died, so.
No. I'm going on a hunger strike.
No, you're not.
Yes.
No, you're not.
You didn't like me when I was a lot more skinnier?
No, you looked sickly when you got skinny.
Get out of here.
You did. You looked sick. And I've told you that. If I pull up a picture right now of your before and after of that, when you were that
you
as skinny
like,
as you were.
My shoulders are big and my arms are big now because of the weightlifting.
I like that. Big boy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so number four is dreams about flying. I've never had dreams about flying. I don't know about anybody else. But dreams when you're flying like a superhero can mean that you feel liberated or powerful or free. On the other hand, the dreams about flying can also indicate that you feel a desire to escape or fly away from something in your life.
Hmm. Who we got in the chat room right now?
Corey Graff, Ghost, Thomas, Little Mama, Henry, Barb, Gary, Gio.
All of them are in there.
Harm, Cliff.
Okay, we didn't have to go through the whole list. I was just saying, hi, how you guys doing?
Hi.
Everybody else is in Discord, probably.
I don't know. I'm going to go look. Let's see who's in there.
So, feeling, you know,
there's
flying.
Nobody in the radio.
Damn, that's bad.
Yeah, nobody's in there.
What a bunch of schlucks.
Yeah, there's nobody in the radio station right now.
What a bunch of assholes.
They're all here.
I'm sitting there. I'm working all day, making sure that both radio stations are bots are going, and they're not in there.
Nobody's in there. They're all in here.
What a bunch of dicks.
Well, here's one. Number five. Have you ever had dreams about your teeth falling out? I have.
Yours is kind of falling out, too.
No, they're not. They're just loose because of all the vomiting I've done over the past 10 years.
True.
People quite commonly have dreams about teeth. Either they are falling out, or they are loose, or they're wiggling. There are also dreams people suddenly have no teeth. And if you're experiencing these dreams, it says don't be afraid.
Hmm.
This likely is your brain's way of coping with a situation in which you feel powerless, embarrassed, or unable to communicate. These types of dreams can indicate that you're worried about your personal appearance or that you may have said something embarrassing. So it doesn't actually
you
mean...
You say something embarrassing all the time.
I know, I do it every day on the daily. So it doesn't...
comes natural for
it
you.
It doesn't really mean that you're losing your teeth. It just means that you might have said something or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So... which is weird.
Have you ever had that?
I've had dreams about losing my teeth, yeah. But mm-hmm. I think mine is because I feel like I'm going to. Because of, you know, the constant stomach bile and all that nasty crap. I mean, it does damage to your gums.
Yes, it does.
Number six, the dreams of death and dying.
Well, you're terrified.
Yeah. Experience a dream in which you or a loved one dies can be frightening. But don't fear. Dream theorists commonly think dreams that are associated are because of fear of change.
Mm-hmm.
Change can be a scary thing, like death. It's hard to know what's on the other side of that change. This is why your mind tends to equate change to death.
Why are you so scared?
Of what, dying?
Yes.
I don't know. I've always been.
Yeah, but you're like especially scared lately.
Because I'm getting old. I'm getting old.
So that's why you're scared?
Yeah. I like, God, when you're like in your 20s, you never picture yourself being almost 50. You just don't.
Man, what it was like back then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, you never...
That's just like me missing the 80s, because you women are no, you know, you don't act like you did. No. Mm-mm. You know what? I always bump on women because of that, man. You guys don't look like you did in the 80s. You don't take care of yourselves.
Nobody's going to look like they did in the freaking 80s, man.
Well, you know, especially you this morning.
No, it was a hot disaster.
Most women, you know, they got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, did their hair, did their makeup.
No. Never gonna happen. I don't get up that early.
I know.
I mean, I'm still awake at that time. I'm just going to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes. Like last night, I was in so much pain from my hip and my knee that I was in the bathtub from 2 a.m. until 3 a.m.
She takes long baths, let me tell you.
I used all the hot water. But then I was able to take my meds and fall right asleep, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then I still woke up with my knee and my hip hurting, so it didn't really freaking help.
It happens.
Whatever. Number seven is dreams about taking a test.
I never had problems with that.
I never had that. In dreams about taking a test, the dreamer might imagine themselves taking an exam or realizing they aren't prepared for the exam they have coming up. Hmm. Basically, the underlying issue here is lack of preparedness. The dream, they make it's like your brain is processing stress that you're not ready for a certain situation.
Right. So I didn't. You know what? I was too busy to be in school, so I never really cared about tests.
So I mean, it doesn't really mean you're actually in fear of taking a test or exam. It can also mean that you're stressed because you're not ready for a certain situation in your life that's about to occur. Like,
okay.
Like. I could possibly have a dream about this scenario if I end up changing careers,
mm-hmm.
you know, job feels, because I'm not ready for that situation to occur, but not even though I know it needs to. Do you know what
You're
I mean?
You're finally starting to realize that?
No, I'm not finally. I've been thinking about it forever. It's just trying to find something with all this crap going
on. You're always scared to change your job.
I'm always scared to change anything. I don't like change. Mm-hmm. You get so used to the same scenario and the same day in and day out kind of situation that when it's time to change something about yourself or whatever, it's scary. Because you don't want to fail.
I can understand.
I mean, my biggest thing is failure. I don't want to fail.
You just failed now.
I swallowed in the mic again. That cherry Pepsi's getting flat, just so you know. But
would you like to do something like that from home?
Yeah, I would. I'd rather do something from home. But then at the same time, I kind of don't want to do something from home because we'd make each other nuts if we're both here all day.
Well, that's why I say you do it on a part-time basis.
Yeah, but getting her to switch me to part-time, that'll be fun.
Then she should have gave you more money and less headaches.
Exactly. That's why I'm going to try. Right now, I'm trying to fight for more money and see if that goes anywhere. And if that doesn't go anywhere, then... But at the same time, I'll be looking for something else. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Kind of kill two birds with one stone, because then I have something I could be like, well, screw you, I'm done, 2 weeks notice.
Right.
And look what happens every time. Well, I gave her 2 weeks notice that one time before, and I got a pretty nice raise.
Well, you know, you do have them in a spot right now. You do.
You know, being that I'm one of the only closers there right now, I mean, she's going to be kind of screwed without a kiss if I freaking take off.
Mm.
You know, so we'll have to see. Number 8. Dreams about pregnancy. Yep, nope, don't have that dream.
No, that's like forever. You're dried up. You're useless there.
I'm like a raisin.
You're a raisin, man. Just like your poontang, man. It's all freaking shriveling up, spider webs.
You're nasty.
I think that's what it is.
I keep it functional.
I sure the hell don't.
No, you don't. Dreams about pregnancy or preparing to give birth can signify that you're experiencing a new beginning of your life. It doesn't always mean that you're dreaming about being pregnant. It means you're about to start something new and embark on something new.
So if you get a job, you're going to...
I'm going to dream that I'm having a baby. Like, maybe you're thinking, like it says here, maybe you're thinking about switching careers or moving to a new city, and all of these can cause you to have a dream about being pregnant.
Rock on.
So if I start having a pregnancy dream, something's changing in my life.
There you go.
I wake up and tell you, dude, I need to buy.
I don't think we'd kill each other. I got my space, you got your space. I don't think we'd kill each
probably
other.
Probably not. We might.
You just go insane, I think.
I would. I'd go nuts because I'm so used to not being in the house for work. So it'd take me a while to get used to something like that.
Take me a while, too. Don't forget.
Yeah, because you love when I leave the house. Just saying. Number 9.
Best time of my life.
Number 9. Dreams about water. If water is persistent in your dream, like present in your dreams, this could be a sign that you're feeling overwhelmed or unsupported by the people around you. This can also signify a feeling of freedom or peace. To determine what the dream...
Did you ever have one of them?
No, I've never had a dream with water. To determine whether the dream what the dream symbolizes, think about your feeling toward water. If their feeling toward water is positive, then you're most likely manifesting something good. If you're afraid of the water in your dream, then you are symbolizing something negative.
You know what?
What?
They're pricks.
Who?
They're not in listening to the radio part, them pricks.
L-Dog is.
L-Dog, that's my boy, that's why.
L-Dog is, and Ghosts.
Rock and roll. Where's Iron Horse?
I don't know.
Man, oh man.
I have no idea.
Sad state of affairs, man.
No ideals. It is a sad state of affairs. Number 10, dreams about infidelity.
I don't think you have them, do you?
No. When you're dreaming about being cheated on by your partner, it can be incredibly distressing. However, it doesn't necessarily mean that your partner is being unfaithful. Did you know that?
What's it mean?
It means that your brain is like a test, the what-if situations, to better prepare us for potential real-life situations to work through your fears. Still, other people think that dreams about infidelity mean that there could be issues with communication, trust, or loyalty in your relationship. But if you're the one cheating in the dream, this could mean you're not getting everything you want out of your current relationship.
Mm-hmm. Rock on.
So that's interesting. I've never had to dream about infidelity, but I think that's because of the life we lead.
Yes.
So why
would you ever find it funny? That's the most popular damn topic that we have.
Yeah, and all our episodes is all about sex and swingers and
yeah. It's like, dude, you know what? Expand your horizons.
It's all about sex, baby.
Well, that was an interesting deal.
Number 11. Dreams about food. I've never dreamed about food. But I bet you there's people out there that do. Dreams that involve food are fairly common and typically involve the dreamer eating all sorts of delicious things. It could be pizza, ice cream, Greg, or anything that is indulgent. Many people speculate that the type of dream is typically caused by going to bed hungry.
It could be. You know what? There was that one movie when the dude got hit by a bus, went up to heaven, had to have a trial about his life if he can move on, and they got to eat whatever they wanted. Do you, if that is true, I'm going to eat nothing but Gene and Jude's my whole time. That's what I'm going to do. I'm eating Gene and Jude's.
Iron Horse is in there.
There he is. There's Iron Horse. That's what I'd eat. What would you eat if you had a chance to eat all you wanted?
Well, if I can actually eat food that I can't eat now.
You went up the, you know, the midway to heaven. They called it Midtown.
So if I could, I love eating, well, I can't eat them now, but I used to love, I was addicted to like egg rolls.
Egg rolls?
I
yes,
love
you were.
Egg rolls and rice.
Is that where you got your slanted eyes from?
It could be.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be.
You sure you don't got Chinese in you?
No, I don't.
You don't got no Asian?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then why are your eyes slanted?
Because I make them that way with my eyeliner.
Oh.
I make them pointy in the corner.
Oh.
Yeah, they're called doe eyes.
Oh, okay.
Doe eyes. Number 12. Dreams where you can't move. I've had these.
Oh,
and
yes.
I know you have.
Hell yes. Those are scary.
And I know our son has had dreams where he feel he can't move. And if you have a dream where you can't move, for example, like you're running in place or you can't seem to walk or move forward or you're laying there and you can't move, it means that there's something that you feel that you are, that there's something in your life that you have no control of in your life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You may feel like no matter how much effort you put into something, there's still spinning of your wheels.
It's crazy.
Like you're having this dream, you might want to consider setting new goals or figuring out a more concrete direction in life.
I hate that feeling of being frozen.
Yeah, like you can't even scream out or nothing.
No, you're like froze.
Yeah, you're just like, ugh.
You're like the Iceman froze. Remember that movie, The Iceman? It was like in the beginning of the 80s. Dude was all frozen. They brought him back.
The Ice, yeah.
The Iceman.
Wasn't that Eco Man or something?
No, not Encino Man. It was the actual Iceman. It was pretty cool.
I know what you're talking about.
You know,
I can picture it in my head.
They
like
kept him like he was
like
in a zoo.
Like they chiseled him out of an ice block and everything.
Why are you acting like you're jacking somebody off?
Because I don't know.
You're pretty good at that.
I know. I'm pretty good.
You were the high school jack-off queen.
I was the hand job queen in high school. I didn't give blowjobs in high school. I was the hand job queen. I used to keep hand lotion in my glove box.
You were all prepared.
Yeah, I had hand lotion in my glove box. I was stupid. You look back now going, what the hell?
What the hell was I doing?
Why? Why? Yeah, I did. I kept hand lotion in my glove box. Weird. You should have seen the look on my mom's face because I used to drive her car. And when she saw it in there, she's like, what the hell? My hands get dry, Mom.
You're sitting in some cum stains, by the way.
By the way, that seat you're sitting in, I ain't gonna tell you what's there. If you had a blue light in that car, let me tell you what. There'd be stuff on the door, the dash.
All over the place.
Yeah, the windows. Well, I got it off the windows.
Somebody must have had a good aim.
Yeah, yeah. It was everywhere. It was nasty. I'm just gross. Can't help it. So, number 13. Dreams where you can't speak. I've had that.
Really?
Haven't you had that?
No, I've never. Oh, when you freeze up, yeah.
Yeah. If you ever had a dream where you're desperately trying to speak or scream, but you can't, some people say that these dreams, like feeling like something is stuffed in your mouth, you mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Oh, it's not my schlong?
No, it's not your schlong. Like you're, like, I don't know, like in Ryder's case, a ball gag, you know? I don't know.
Don't you freeze.
They may also have a lot of sticky food in their mouths or you can't swallow.
Why is this all having to do with a blowjob?
I don't know. Doesn't it sticky food in your mouth?
It's just like the other day. You didn't know what to do.
Spit the kids in the pool.
You're sitting there, huh? I'm like, what do you want from me?
like, give me a Pepsi. Dude, no, it's sad. I can have a conversation with you with the kids in the mouth. I can. I can have a full-blown conversation. Nobody would even know. I know. I'm professional. I can spit, swallow, gargle, and talk.
There you go. That takes some talent.
It takes a lot of talent. But dreams like this can indicate that there's something in your mind that you want to share, but feel you are unable to share it.
Yeah.
So if you have dreams that you can't speak in your dreams, it means you've got something you want to share, but you're afraid to.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Very interesting.
I mean, who would have thunk? All right. Number 14, dreams
about... How many we got?
15.
Okay.
Dreams about animals. I've never had dreams about animals, have you?
You sure? You probably love a horse's dick.
Ew. Ah!
You know you want to suck on that pole.
You're... That's nasty.
Bend over and get that schlong in there.
Many people...
Don't ignore me.
I am ignoring you because that's gross. Many people will dream about animals at one point or another. Like, dreams about water, dreams about animals can be interpreted in various ways. Typically, the animals symbolize different things to different people. Sometimes animals can symbolize a trait or an emotion. For example, if someone is portrayed as a lion... It may be meaning they're strong and powerful. If your dream involves a serpent, that may feel that you are being betrayed or someone is being dishonest. So if you're dreaming about snakes or serpents, that means someone is possibly betraying you or being dishonest to you. Because I did notice in the chat room people were saying that they were dreaming about snakes. And stuff. So
I hate fucking snakes.
It says basically, yeah, that somebody is betraying you or someone is being dishonest to you if you're dreaming about snakes or serpents.
Very interesting.
Yeah, well, I was looking as people were
typing. You know, Troy would say, cute them.
Cute them.
Cute them.
But yeah, that's just really coincidental that people were talking about that in the chat about dreaming about snakes, and now there's what they're saying. Somebody's being dishonest or betraying you.
Shoot them.
Now the question is how would you find out who? Good luck.
People are such backstabbers these days. They really are.
It's true.
They don't know nothing about honor.
That's true. You know. And a sad.
What's the last one?
The last one is number 15, reoccurring dreams.
You have them all the time.
I do. Like, I remember for like a couple weeks straight, I was having dreams of my hair coming out and that I had cancer. And
you don't even say that.
I know, but I had it for like ever. And a lot of it was, it was right around the time when we had the cancer scare. And then... all of a sudden, for some reason, a few months back, I started having the dreams again. And then, like, Corey shaved his head. You shaved your head because I lost all my hair. And Brittany goes, no, it took me too long to grow this.
That's something Brittany would say.
She would, too. She'd be like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But it says that dreams that happen repeatedly typically mean there is an unresolved conflict in your waking life. These dreams tend to be negative or stressful and will stop once likely the issue in your life has been resolved. Reoccurring dreams occur for about 60 to 75% of adults and more prevalent in women than in men.
Very interesting.
They are also more likely to occur with people who are unhappy with their current situation, which could be a job, a relationship, their health, you know, stuff like that.
Rock and roll, man. Rock and roll. Well, we're going to finish off the show over on the radio station because we can't do what we want to do over on YouTube. So if you're still over on YouTube, go over to the Discord server, jump in the radio rooms, and you could be able to hear us finish off the show. It's too bad they can't really listen to us over on YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah, because of the music.
It gets me freaking irritated.
Yeah.
You know, what the hell happened to freaking freedom of speech, man? I'm telling you.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
No.
You know, so we're going to be going over to listen to some Judas Priest. You got another thing coming. Again, over on YouTube, we will be having our members-only chat over on Discord right after the show ends. So get on over there.